Madam President, and at the outset, I also want to congratulate you to your election and also assure you of Austria's fullest support in today's work. On the issue at hand, we had this discussion yesterday in a lot of detail, so I will not go into every different nuance of it again. I think what we see here as a problem, as it has been laid out by the Russian Federation, are maybe two different issues. I mean, the first one is about the clarity of the rules of procedure. We don't see a lack of clarity in the rules of procedure, in particular on Article 1 and also on Chapter 10. I think it's very clear that may participate means that there should be a participation in our discussions, in our deliberations by all observers, in particular, as an informal mode as such is not foreseen in the rules of procedures per se. So I think this is not the main issue at hand. When it comes to the second issue, something that has been brought up is the possible abuse by observers. Here, again, we see two problems. I mean, first, of course, the interpretation, who decides what is a politicization of statements, what is an abuse of powers by observers, does it even exist? And the question who and how to decide it is a quite complicated one. In our interpretation, at the end, it comes down to Rule 14 and the powers that the president has been invested with by the high contracting parties. The second problem when it comes to this is that every single case is an individual case. If there is a politicization by observers, we cannot go with collective punishment. We cannot assume that all observers will do something, if it even exists, like this. So every single case should be handled individually. And this again brings us to Rule 14. If it comes to a situation which can be considered as abuse or politicization, then this has to be handled by the rules of procedures, by Rule 14 or by point of orders. We have all the tools at hand. We can react to such a situation, and every single situation should be handled when it comes to this. We cannot have kind of an umbrella punishment of all observers just because there are certain fears in the room. And this is our position on this whole issue. So we would prefer adopt the rules of procedure and handle each case individually with the tools that we have through the rules of procedures. Everything else would create a very dangerous precedent and would not be in spirit with the work that we have to conduct here. I mean, finally, I have to say we would definitely want to go into our substantive work now and discuss all the important issues under amended protocol 2. Thank you.